Books on Tape presents The Gravedigger's Daughter by Joyce Carol Oates. Read by Bernadette Dunn. 1. In the Chautauqua Valley. Prologue.
In animal life, the weak are quickly disposed of.
He'd been dead for 10 years. Buried in his mangled parts for 10 years. Unmourned. For 10 years. You would think that she, his adult daughter, a man's wife now, and the mother of her own child, would be rid of him by now.
Goddamn, she had tried. She hated him.
His kerosene eyes, his boiled tomato face. She gnawed her lips raw, hating him. Where she was most vulnerable, at work, on the assembly line at Niagara Fiber Tubing, where the noise lulled her into a trance. She heard him, where her teeth rattled with the conveyor belt vibrations. She heard him, where her mouth tasted like dried cow shit. She heard him, hated him, turning in a crouch, thinking it might be a joke, a crude trick, one of her asshole co-workers shouting into her ear. Like some guy's fingers poking her breasts through the coveralls, or digging into her crotch and she's paralyzed, unable to turn her attention away from the strips of tubing on the rubber belt, moving jerkily along and always faster than you wanted. Damned steamed-up goggles hurting her face. Shutting her eyes, breathing the foul, dusty air through her mouth, which she knew better than to do. An instant of shame. Soul-withering, liver-die, what the hell came over her sometimes, in moments of exhaustion or sorrow. And she groped for the object on the belt that in that instant had no name, no identity, and no purpose. Risking her hand.